We're beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page Chof Beis, which is the page following 42. We are going to discuss tonight the halachas of Chazara, of returning a pot to its source on Shabbos. So the Mechaber begins, Kira Shigrufa Uketuma, a Kira which is Goruf Ekotum, which means the ashes were cleaned out or the ashes were covered. Or for our purposes, there's a blech. V'notol ha-kedera me'aleha. And you took the pot off of the oven. Afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, mutter la-hachzira, you're allowed to return it. Kozman shihiro sachas. So long that it is still hot. Says the Ramah, v'oda b'yado. And you kept it in your hands. The Mechaber says, v'lo hinicha agabe karka. And you did not put it down on the ground. The Ramah says, V'daito lahachzira. When you took it off, you had in mind to return it. Says the Mechaber, V'davka al gabut. Davka mutter to return it to the top of the kira, avalosocha aser. But inside the kira will be forbidden. U'betanur aser lahachzir afiluhu gar fakatum. When it comes to a tanur, which we said is a much stronger heat, then it is aser to do chazara, even if it is gar fakatum. V'hu adin lekofach. And so too, the third type of oven, which was somewhere in the middle, that we said when you heat it up with geves ve'etzim, it takes on the dinim of the tanur, and therefore it will be aser to do chazara on the koifach as well. Says the Ramah, v'davka sha'tavshel mavushel kol tarko. It's specifically if the dish that you took off is fully cooked, v'oz mutter la'achziro afilu l'kira acheres. Then you can return it even to a different kira, but if it's not fully cooked, you can't return it even to that kira. That's where we'll stop today in the Ramah. Just to summarize what we said, this is the famous five rules for Chazara, just to summarize them. Number one is the oven has to be garuf ekotum. It has to be that there's a blech, it's covered. Number two is it has to be rosachas, the food still has to be hot. Number three, it has to be oda biyodo, still in your hands. Number four is it has to be that you had daito lachziru, when you took it off, you had in mind to return it. And number five is it's dafka if it was fully cooked. And now we'll begin the Mishnah Berurah and go into all the details. We'll see some important notes and a couple of bir halachas as well. So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Sefkata Nun Beis. We said a kira that is grufa v'ketuma, says the Mishnah Berurah, aval eino gara v'ketum aser. If it is not gara v'ketum, it is aser to do chazara, afilu b'mitzdamik v'ralo. Even if the food item is fully cooked, and if it cooks more, it's going to become worse for you. Still, if it's not gara v'ketum, chazara is aser. V'chein b'tanur afilu gara v'ketum, and so too it is aser to do chazara by a tanur, even if it is gara v'ketum, as we saw in the Mechaber. Now, in note 59, he points out, the af im eino meisir as hakedera min ha'esh. Even if you don't remove the pot from the fire, elorak mata osa al tzido. You just pour it. You lean it on the side. Das achazon ish yesh lahachshiv zos kinetilas hakedera v'achzarasa. You don't have to take it all the way off to make it consider chazara to put it back on. Even if you just tilt it to get stuff out and put it back on, that itself already is chazara according to the chazon ish. I'm continuing at note 59. If you did the wrong thing and you did chazara when you weren't supposed to on top of the kira, the Chazon Ish writes, you must take it off the fire. Shekevan shatam shel iser chazara hu mishum shechashesho shema yavo lachdos. Since the reason for the iser of chazara is because of word, you might come to stoke the coals. Eina iser talui b'maisa chazara. The iser is not talui on the placement of the pot back on the stove. Ela be'etzim shehias akedera la'esh. Rather, it is the leaving of the pot on the fire that is the iser of chazara, because you might stoke the coals, and therefore says the Chazon Ish, you must remove it if you put it there inappropriately. Oh, now, however, according to the reason Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, for the Isra of Chazara, it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So then, then you can clear what exactly is the Isra. Is it leaving it there? Is it putting it back there? And then it will be a Shaila if you have to remove it or not. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nun Gimel. We said that even on Shabbos, If you took the kedera off the pot even on Shabbos, you're allowed to return it. De lo tema de lo etiru chachomim eloke shenotel mi erev Shabbos umachzir bi erev Shabbos samal chashecha. Don't say chachomim will only matir when you took the pot off on Friday and you're returning it on Friday right before Shabbos. Don't say that. Kamash mulam the chiddush over here is the mutter litol ulahachzir afilu b'Shabbos, that you can take it off and you can return it even on Shabbos gufa itself. Vafilu kama pa'amim, even many times. And we'll see this addressed in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night here when we get into more details of Erev Shabbos. Sifkoton nun dalud. So we said this is permissible to do chazara kozmachi rosacha so long that the food is hot. This detail is not similar to the other points that are brought out in this sif. To bohem atamu, all the other points, the reason is to lo itiru chachamim chazara ki'im b'ofen zeh. That was the only way they were matir chazara, because that way it is recognizable, as we see, that you are doing chazara and it's not an initial placing of a pot. But over here, the fact that the food has to be hot, it's a different reason. The reason is the kevan shenistalik mirisichoso, since it has lost its heat. Tahainu sheena yatsu lethesbo, it is no longer at the point of yatsu lethesbo. Yebo shuv iser bishul. Pasha, you have another problem over here. You have a problem of bishul. It's not a problem of chazara. It's a problem of bishul. The yesh bishul achar bishul by something that is liquid, like we'll see later in Shin Yud Chesiv Dalid. And according to what the Ramah paskins over there, nogu lahokel im lo nitsanin lagamri. We can be lenient as long as it is still warm. It doesn't have to be outside lettuce bow. As long as it's not totally cooled off, it would be okay. The Ramah is more lenient in terms of bishul achar bishul. That we'll get to later. But this nukuda that the Mechaber says it has to be hot is a nukuda addressing bishul, not so much addressing the iser to make sure that it looks like you're doing chazara. Sivkata Nunhe is going on the Rambah that said that it has to be Oda Biyado, it has to be still in your hands. Rotzalomar means to say, Shalohesir HaKedera Miyado Me'es Netilasa Menakira Atsho Shiach Sirena. It means to say that you did not remove the pot from your hands from the time that you took it off of the stove until the time that you are going to return it. Ula Afuke, it's coming to exclude Imhinicha Agabe Mito Safsal Vekadome Lazebein Taim. It's coming to exclude a case where you put it down on a bed or a bench or something similar in the interim. Have kemoshe nicha gabe kaka bein time. According to the Ramah, that is as if you place it on the ground. Vize aser lekuli alma, and that is forbidden to return it according to everyone. The butla lo hashehiyah harishona, because that cancels out the original shehiyah. It's a new shehiyah. The shuv kishem machziru manicha gabe akira, and now when you go and return it to the kira, have le kemoshe lechachila gabe akira b'shabbos. That's like placing it on the kira for the first time on Shabbos. The Chachamim lo hitiru elo chazara. Chachamim only matir chazara. It's only chazara if you kept it in your hands. You took it off and you are being machzir it. If you put it down, that's already not considered chazara. Aval lo lahoshev lechadchil, they weren't matir to put it down for the first time. Af shekfar nizbash lekol tzarka, even if it was fully cooked. The ein ba minadin mishum iser bishul, and there's no nekuda over here of an iser bishul. Still, mikol makom kevan shemamida b'makom shederach levashel shom tamid. Since you're placing a pot of food on a place where it's normally cooked, it looks like you are cooking initially on Shabbos. And therefore, even though there is no Isser Bishul, if you are holding it in your hand the whole time, then it looks like you are doing Chazara. If you place it down and pick it back up and put it on, then it looks like you're cooking. And therefore, that is the problem. There is a note over here that's a very important note, and that is note number 63. So we said, according to the Ramah, that it has to be in your hands the whole time, and you have to return it from being in your hands without placing it down. And note 63 says, V'im hiniach es hakedera agal bekarka el shelo silek es yado mimena. If you put down the pot on the ground, but you left your hand on it, it wasn't oda b'yado, you weren't still holding it in your hands, you actually put it down, but you left your hand on it. Rav Moshe finds, he says in the Gers Moshe, Shiyesh lahachshiv es hakedera ka'oda biyado. That is still considered ka'oda biyado. V'dayi kemi ma'ashenokar ha'shukhnorach loshen hanocha. And Rav Moshe's medayi from the loshen of the Mechaber, v'lo hinicha agabe karka, a loshen of hanocha, v'lo loshen ha'amoda. Shemashma'usa, the mashma'usa, the loshen hanocha is, she'eno oches es hakedera biyado. You're not holding it in your hands at all, you let go of it totally. But if you're holding on to it, says Rav Moshe, that is considered Oda B'yado, and that is okay, even though you place it down on something. Me'idoch, on the other hand, Rav Yoshev says, Sheb'ofen ze'ein ha'kedeira nechsheves ki'ilu hi b'yado. That's not considered still in your hands. and then you would not be able to return it if you place it down on the table, even though you're holding it on your hands. Ulam, however, in lohi niyachasakideiru lagamri al gabe karka, if you did not put the pot totally down on the ground, elachelik mimeno mugva al yado ba'avir, you leaned it on the edge of the table, so part of it is leaning on the table, but it would fall right down if you let go of it. So you're holding the other half of it up in the air. So Rav Yosher says over there, shenechshevesika odebiyado, that is considered odebiyado. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sifkot Nun Vav. The next criteria that the Ramah told us was it has to be that daito lachzira, that you have in mind to return it. Hatam gamkein kanal. The same reason that we just mentioned of why it has to be odu biyodo is why it has to be that you had in mind to return it when you took it off. Shal yidei ze lo batla adayin shehi harishona. Because through having in mind to return it when you took it off, you have not canceled out the initial shehiya that you had, shehisha osu al akira mibod yom. The original placing of the pot on the oven, on the stove from before Shabbos, still continues. Since you had in mind to return it before it gets cold, it's considered one long shehiya, and it's just returning it back to its spot. But if initially when you took it off, you didn't have in mind to return it, v'shuv nimloch lahachzir tekev, and then all of a sudden you changed your mind and decided to return it right away, Usr, it is forbidden, af shelo hiniach agabe karka bein time. Even though you didn't place it down, it's ode biyado, it's still in your hands, but you didn't have a mind to return it, it is not allowed. Tahave lei kemoshev lechatchila b'shabbos. Again, it's like placing it down initially, because you took your mind off the initial shehiyah, it's like placing it down a new time, and it is forbidden. Va'ayim bebir halacha sheheveinu harbe me'arishonim shemekilim ba'ode biyado afilu ein daito lahachzir. Here's a major kula. So he says, I in the bir halacha, this bir halacha we are not going to see. Look in the bir halacha where I brought many rishonim that they're lenient if it's still in your hands, even if you didn't have in your mind to return it, it's okay. V'chein mekilim b'dayto lahachzir, and so too their mekil, if you had in mind to return it, avshem b'intayim heisira miyado. So these two, so in the bir halacha he brings those that are mekil one or the other. If you have ode biyado, even if you didn't have in mind to return it, it's okay. And if you had in mind to return it, even if you let go of it, it would be okay. V'nirisha be'es ha-tzorech yesh lismoch al zeh. In a time of need, says the Mishavura, you can rely on having only one of those two criteria. Now, we're going to look now at the Sha'at Zion and Os Nun. We'll read it now, we're going to come back to it later. He says, and that which we said there, Mekil, if you had daito lahachzir, even though it left your hands, hainu agave safsal v'kadoma, that's if you left it on some kind of chair or something similar. After yesh mehen shemekilin af b'niach agave karka, even though there are some who are lenient, even if you put it down mamish on the ground, kevin shayad daito lahachzir, you had in mind to return it to some are lenient, even if you put it on the ground, but kosher livsog neged stimas ha-shulchan aruch. But it's hard to paskin against that which the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't put it on the ground. So in the Sha'at Zion, he's just telling us that this leniency of relying with one over the other is not when you put it on the ground. You put it on something else, but not on the ground. Then as long as you had Taito L'Hachzir, it would be okay. There is a lengthy note over here that we are going to see. Note number 65. It's going on this Nakuda that the Mishavura just said, that in the Biralocha, he brings those who are Mekil that one or the other is okay. Says the Chazonish, even if you don't have either of these two criteria, it was placed down and you don't have in mind to return it, you could be lenient possibly. Tomorrow we're going to start with the sheet of the Ran that the Ramad brings down. The Ran says, and the Ramah brings it tomorrow, that all these rules of Chazara is only if you took it off on Erev Shabbos and you want to return it on Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos and you want to return it on Shabbos, these rules of Chazara don't apply. We'll see details about that tomorrow. But Zakta Chazon Ish, you can be lenient and rely on that Shita of the Ran that's brought in the Ramah to say that it would be okay even if you don't have both of these criteria, that it was not Ode B'yado, and it was not Daito L'Hachzir, relying on that. That's the Chazon Ish says. Continues note number 65. V'im machshavto shelo l'hachzir asakidei rahisa betos. Let's say your mindset of not returning it was a mistake. For example, shahayu shtei kederos munachas al gabi ha'esh, you had two pots on the fire. Bi'achas tafshil ha'miyua le'erev. One was the pot that was ready to be eaten at the night suda. U'ba'acheres tafshil ha'miyua le'boker, and one was the pot that was ready for tomorrow suda. V'tov v'heisir be'erev es ha'kederem tafshil ha'miyua le'boker. You took off the wrong pot. You took off the pot that was really for tomorrow. You took it off tonight. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, she'yesh lodun shemanechshev ha'dover kinot la'adas la'achzira. Zoker Shlomo Zalman the Chiddush, that you took a wrong pot off, we can view it, since it's the wrong pot, you didn't really mean to take it off, that's considered as if you had asked to return it. You really didn't mean to take off this pot at all, that makes it ki'ilu you had in mind to return it. Since you took the pot off by accident, you have the Ran who's brought in the Ramah tomorrow to rely on, that if you took off the pot on Shabbos, lo nemru tonai chazara v'yesh lakil lachzira. So Zezer Shlomo Zalman, these different studies to be makil, that if you took off the wrong pot by accident, you can return it to the blech. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yoshev is machmir here as well. He says, she'osir lachzira, it is forbidden to return it. That's considered taking it off, not having mind to return it. After all, you didn't have in mind to return it, and therefore, Rav Yoshev is machmir, Shlomo Zalman is mekel. We'll read one more shaila over here in note 65. Let's say the crock pot broke, the fire went out under the blech, and there's no more fire there. Kovso eisha tachas hakedera, the fire under the pot went out. And you want to move it, as we just saw, that you can do chazara on to another kira. You want to move to another kira. Rav Moshe says, she'ein ze nechshav ki'ilu huncha kedera gabe karka. Even though it's sitting on something that's not a fire anymore, it's not considered being on the ground. V'chein da'as Rishon Zaman Orbach. And he explains, she'af im nachmir lodun es kibuli ha'esh ka'anochas ha'kedera gabe karka. Even if you want to consider the fire being extinguished, ki'ilu you put the pot on the ground, mikomakom ein ze nechshev ka'anochas ha'kedera biyadayim. That's not considered placing the kedera down with your hands. Ela ki'ilu nofla ha'kedera me'eleha. That would only be similar to the kedera falling on its own. She'mistabir shel bo'ofen ze lo botla shiha rishona. If it falls off on its own, that is logical to say it does not be mevatel the shiha rishona. V'kevan she'amodas ha'kedera al ha'esh ho'isa das la'shosa ar ha'suda. Since you had in mind when you did the shiha that it should stay there till the suda, ne'achshav ha'dover ki'ilu ho'isa daito la'avira l'keshetich ba'esh. It's considered as if you had in mind to move it when the fire would go out. V'areze ki'ilu not la'das la'achzira. Again, a chiddush from Shlomo Zalman, that the fire goes out on its own, that's ki'ilu, since you had in mind that it should be there till the suda, it's ki'ilu you had in mind to take it off and to move it somewhere else. On the other hand, as you probably figured out, Rav Yoshev is machmir, he says, she'nechshev ha'dover ki'ilu niyach ha'kedeir ha'gabe karka, elu imkein ha'pach o ha'plato she'akedeiru munachas lein lo etzananu, unless the blech that it's on has not cooled off, it's still hot, then it will be okay. The efshar lecham meleya machal. It's hot enough that it can heat up food on it. Shebezel lo botla shia rishona. That would make it that the shia rishona is not botla. But if you wake up in the morning and it already became cold, then according to Rav Yoshev, it would be a problem. According to the others, as long as the food is still hot and as long as some other requirements are there, it would be permissible. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sifkadon and Zayin. We said in the Mechaber, we said this is dafka to return it to the top of the kira, but inside the kira is aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Zayin, Hainu al ovei daf noseh milamala. It means on top of the wall part of the kira on the side. O shesom kisui al chalola, or you put some kind of covering over the whole of the kira. Vehem et akedera la kisui, and you place the pot on the covering. Vafilu im tola akedera latoch avir hakira. Even if you hung down the pot inside the airspace of the kira. Uktas daf noseh both in milamala, and part of the walls are hanging on, are sticking out on top. Like the way pots are made sometimes, the bottom is more narrow, the top is more wide, so it's jammed into the hole. Part of it is sticking below, part of it is sticking above. Gam kein bechlal al gabo havi. That's also considered on top of the kira and will be okay. The low mikri tocha would not be considered inside. Elokishio sheves hakedera al kakoes hakira. Unless the pot is on the karka of the kira, it would be okay to return it. But to the inside, the socher is osir. Sifkoton un ches. Since you're placing the pot in the place where you always cook, it looks like you are cooking and it is a problem. But in terms of our crock pots, the next line is what's the most nogeya. And those kiros, let's say our crock pots, either type of crock pot we discussed yesterday, either one, does not have these two things that you can put it on top or put it inside. Elohim pshutos, they are more simple structures. V'tochon v'gabon echa, the inside and the top is all one thing. Mutter lahachzir lahen, you are allowed to do chazara on them. De'ein aleihem shem toch, they do not get a shem toch. The im yesh eish bakira ayin simen shenir chesed ezvav. So this chiluk he makes between al-gaba and lasocha will not apply to our crock pots. It would all be mutter. It's only when you have the option of putting it on top, like a kira, or inside. So then you want to put it with some kind of shinui. But lagabe, our crock pots, it's clear from the Mishabura, you don't have those two options. It would be mutter to put it the regular way. Said the Mechaber Viter, the Mechaber said that by a tanur, it's aser lahachzer, even as guard of a katum. Says the Mishabura Nuntes, afilu husuk bekashu gvovel kanal, like we learned earlier in the last sif, even if it was heated up with the straw, the stubble, it would be aser to do the chazar on a tanur. Sif katun samech hu adin lekofach. Because we only matter to do chazara according to everyone if it was grufa ketuma ubetanu rekofa shehevlam rav. These two types of ovens where the heat is very great, lo mahani grifa, as we learned earlier in Sif Aleph, grifa does not help. And the last point that we saw in the Rama was that it's dafka a tafshu that was mavushal kartzarko sif katan samach aleph koi aresha. This is going back to the resha. The Amra filu b'Shabbos mutar lachzira, where we said that even on Shabbos you could do chazara agav bekira kishagidere rosachas, when the dish is still hot. V'lozeh beir, on that the Rama is explaining the dafka gashum of bushel kol tzarko is dafka if it's hot and it is fully cooked. Aval im lo nisbashel kol tzarko, but if it was not fully cooked, shayach acharav od bishel, then there would be a problem of bishel achar bishel. It's not the bishul. Sorry, in lo nisbash, it's not fully cooked. There's a problem with bishul. Va'ayim emashi nitzal v'kamam b'simen shenir chesed dalei b'mishavur sham. And then we said in the Ramah, the last nakuda that we read was that you can do chazara from one kira to another kira. That would be okay if it is fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, you can't do chazara even to the kira that it was on initially. Says the mishavur in sifkat and samach beis afilu the kira acheres, it's okay. Va'afilu in hevla meruba merishona. Even if the second kira that you're returning it to is hotter than the initial kira that it was on, it's going to be okay. Mikomakom lo have rak bechlal chazara v'shari. That is still called chazara and it is permissible, assuming you have all the criteria in place. Avol im hoyso batchila tmuna bedavar she'ena mosav hevel. If it was insulated on Shabbos with something that does not add heat, ubeShabbos balo shiva lakira, and on Shabbos you want to take it out of its insulation and do chazara and put it on a kira, o lehipuch, or you want to do the opposite, take it mekira lahatmana from kira to then do hatmana, that is aser. Dezeu pula chadasha, that's a new pula. You can only do chazara from one kira to another kira, but you can't get hatmana involved. Hatmana to a kira or kira to hatmana is aser. That's considered a new thing which is not allowed on Shabbos. The ain tomna mishechashecha afilu bedavar she'ena mosav hevel, and you can't do hatmana once Shabbos starts, even with something that will not add heat; it will just retain the heat, as we will see later in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. The remaining few moments, I'd like to see a few bir halachas over here. Back to page Chav Beis. Starting from the top, the third line, the Vermaskal Kira Shegrufa Vekatuma. This was the first Nakuda we saw in the Mechaber, that a Kira that was Grufa Vekatuma, you took the pot off on Shabbos, so you are allowed to do Chazar and return it. Says the Bi'aloch of Imhusko Bekash O Begvava Dina Kegrufa Vekatuma. So that which we say it has to be Gar Vekatum, that's if it was heated up with something that makes coals. But if it was heated up only with straw and stubble, like we learned earlier, that's like Grufa Vekatuma, and you could do Chazar there, even though it was not Gar Vekatum. Mutter lachzira, the next bir halacha, you are allowed to do chazara. Hainu afilu mitzdamik v'yofilo. As long as it follows the criteria that we just saw in the Ramah, that it's fully cooked, even if by cooking it more it gets better for you, it's mitzdamik v'yofilo, that also will be okay as long as it is fully cooked. The next bir halacha says, v'ilo inicha agabe karka. If you notice, the Ramah said it has to be ode v'yodo, it has to be still in your hands. The Mechaber didn't say that. The Mechaber said, v'ilo inicha agabe karka. You can't put it down on the ground. So says the Bi'alok, Lefima Shehetek HaRamah Mikodem. According to what the Ramah said before, Ledina, the Ba'inan Oda Bi'odo Dafka, according to the Ramah that said it has to be mamish in your hands, Sulo Tzrichinan Lemichtav Shelo Yaniach Agabe Karka. You wouldn't have to then say, I mean the Mechaber was written first, but you wouldn't have to then say what the Mechaber says, that you don't put it on the ground. Obviously, if you're holding it in your hands, you don't put it on the ground. Ela mechaber shita acheres yeshlo. But the Bir Halacha is just pointing out that the mechaber argues with the Ramah. The Ramah is very machmir, and he says it has to mamish be in your hands. And the mechaber just said that you didn't put it on the ground. V'davka agabe karka aser. It's davka that you put it down on the ground that it is aser to do chazara. The oz batla hashiyah rishona. That's what cancels out the initial shehiyah. But not if you place it down somewhere else. So says the Bir Halacha, the Mechaber is much more lenient than the Ramah. The Ramah says that you must be holding it in your hands. And you have the other Heterim that we saw earlier in Rav Moshe and even Rav Eliyashiv. But according to the Mechaber, it's only a problem if you place it on the ground, but if you put it on the bench or somewhere else, that would be okay. Next point in this Bir Halacha, V'dat, you should know, if you placed the mamish on the ground, even if you had in mind to return it, that would be usher even according to the Mechaber. So even though we learned earlier, the Mishabura told us that there are poskim, as he brings in the next Bir Halacha, which we're not going to read, that you have one or the other, either Ode B'yado, or it is Daito L'Hachzir, would be okay, but Zakhti Bir Halacha, according to the Mechaber, if it was placed on the ground, you would be out. And that works out well with the Shaar Tzion that we read earlier, Ayin Shom. The last point that the Bir Halacha says, he brings here Rabbi Akiva Eiger. B'chidushei Rabbi Akiva Eiger Kosav. Da'afilu imzeh ha-meniach hoya odam acher she'en ha-kedeir shalom. A very probable case. Someone else who does not own this pot comes into your house, I guess for a Rebbe who has an onek, he has bachrim over, and a guy takes off the cholent and you want him to put it back on, and he takes it off the wrong way. Someone else who does not own this pot takes it off and puts it down. That also will aser to do chazara. It's not only if it's my crock pot and I take it off and I let go of it that I can't do chazara, even if someone else who's not from my household does it, that also will ruin the chances of doing chazara. We don't apply the cloud that we have in general that a person can't answer something that belongs to someone else. We don't apply that over here, as he explains in the notes in the back, which we will not see, note 71. That only applies as something that's totally in machshava, something that's totally in the mind, but something that's lemaisa, you did a maisa, putting it down, so that already would be forbidden to put back, even if the one who put it down is not the owner. Ach, im odo biyado, but if this guest in your house is still holding on to the crock pot, v'rak b'eisha silek me'akira lohaya b'daito lachziro. The only mistake he made was not by putting it down. It was odo biyado, but he forgot to have in mind that he's going to return it. Im machshavto mu'elas lesa shuv lachzir. Will his machshava, or lack thereof, ruin the chance of doing chazara? Zeh toloi b'machlokas harishonim. That is toloi the machlokas harishonim. Ayin shom sheherich. Ayin Shom, where he speaks at length, if you look at note 72, he does bring down the whole discussion over there. It's actually a very important note, but it's very geschmack also. He brings the Rav Eiger, he brings Rav Shach, who argues, but we don't have time for it. We'll stop here, and Emet Hashem, we'll finish the Siv tomorrow.